We've heard from two doctors today. How about a peek behind the scenes? What happens if you're getting symptoms of COVID-19? Head to the hospital. There's a company called Get Well Network that has a program in hospitals called Get Well Loop that will help track a patient and their progress. This program is in 50-plus hospitals in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Northwest Indiana. And joining us is the CEO of Get Well Network. It is Michael O'Neill. Michael, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great, Pete. Thanks for having me. It's great to speak with you.
It's great to speak with you again. First of all, are you and your family safe?
We are. We are in Washington, D.C. We are hunkered down. I've got two teenage girls at the house, so that brings with it a level of insanity and a level of special times, I guess, all combined.
Oh, my gosh. People with teenagers, it's crazy because you got the high highs and the low lows. They love you. They hate you. It's just crazy, man. It's just nuts.
All in an hour.
Michael, you've been in the healthcare field for a long time. You've seen some crazy things, but this, people are just flat out scared and freaked out, aren't they?
I'll tell you, we've never seen anything like this in our lives nor in our professional lives. It is really cool to see it bring out the very best in people in the very worst of times, but it's a crazy time right now.
I've had countless doctors on this show. We had two on today, Dr. Oz and another doctor from Northwestern Hospital, Dr. Singer. We had a woman who tested positive on the show. We followed her for 2.5 weeks over a period of time, and they just sent her home to do absolutely nothing except take her own temperature. But we really haven't had anybody in the healthcare field. And when I heard about this program, I wanted to have you on to kind of walk people through it because it's available in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Northwest Indiana. You have 50-plus hospitals. So walk me through this program, how it works, and what people do once they go to the hospital.
Yeah, so we're fortunate to work with a number of really large health systems. And quite frankly, you guys in Chicago just have a wonderful healthcare. As you guys know, you're blessed with that, you know. And we've partnered with a number of those organizations to light up this program called Get Well Loop. And essentially what it means is whenever you're talking about a condition, you know, or a disease or an illness where patient self-management is a critical component to success, and perhaps no other, right, you know, than COVID-19, where for the most part, we want people out of the hospital where they can be in a very dangerous place. We want them actually at home monitoring very closely how their symptoms are progressing, improving or not improving. And then on the back end, how might we actually empower the very skilled clinicians to be able to manage or triage multiple patients at once remotely? And so that's kind of essentially what Get Well Network does. We put patients on interactive kind of patient plans to allow them to self-manage and monitor, but allow the providers on the back end to make sure they're looking after people remotely.
Gosh, I love this because I've had multiple knee surgeries. I had calf surgery. I've hernia surgery. You name it, I've had a surgery. When you leave the hospital, sometimes as a patient, you feel very confused or disconnected. This is an app that you guys came up with that sends you the information. Is that right?
It is. In fact, what ends up happening is we are literally following, as you can imagine, the guidelines of the CDC, along with leading physicians and leading clinical leaders across the country. So these tools are being updated literally on a daily basis to make sure that the patients have in their hands, kind of in their pocket. It's almost like having a leading infectious disease physician in your pocket at all times. And so on a daily basis, it's having you check in on your breathing, on your coughing, on your fever, and sending that data in real time to your provider so that if something triggers, they automatically can kind of get to you, send messages, kind of get you into the right setting of care. It really helps kind of make sure we're monitoring this in real time like we need to.
I don't understand, Michael, why someone hasn't come up with this. Because remember years ago when the airlines came up with the app and you really didn't want to do anything online. You wanted to do everything from your phone. Why is it taking so long? And I mean, this seems like a no-brainer to me.
Man, let me tell you. So it's so funny. We use that airline example all the time at Get Well Network, right? So we are taking what has historically been a multifaceted, disjointed, paper-based and manual and completely infuriating travel experience for the consumer.
Yeah.
And we actually have the airline, to their credit, it took them years, but what they have brought together now is like, hey, in the palm of your hands, you can make a flight, change a flight, check in for a flight, check in your bags, get online, search for another flight, watch a movie, do your emails.
Right.
It's pretty remarkable, right? It's all kind of come together. That is the process that we are going through at Get Well Network in helping bring this very complicated system with lots of important data, very private data. So how do you do this in a secure way against the real protocols of the clinicians, but also mixing in the human element of experience, right, and making it easy? And that's essentially what we're doing with Get Well Network and at Get Well Loop.
We're talking with the CEO of Get Well Network, Michael O'Neill. So walk me through this. Let's say I have the symptoms of COVID-19.
Yeah.
I go to the hospital and they say, download the app. What happens?
Exactly. So what ends up happening is you will either have called in to your physician or come into some kind of testing center or ED. You will have active symptoms, for example, and your physician or that organization would actually prescribe the application to you just like they might prescribe a medication. And when they prescribe it to you, you're going to get a text or an email, and you're just going to kind of hit a link on that text. And that text is going to help you enroll in Get Well Loop and put you on a 14 to 16 day kind of active symptom monitoring loop, as we would call it.
Okay.
And it's going to take you through kind of a couple guidelines. You know, and then really every single day it's going to reach out to you and say, hey, Michael, good morning. This is Dr. Pete. I'm actually reaching out to make sure we do your check-in, right? And then the app's going to take you through a series of questions, mostly clinical, but also social. You know, are you getting your food okay? What level of anxiety are you actually feeling? Because as we know with this kind of illness,
right.
Hey, this is taking a toll, really, on everything.
Yeah.
And so it kind of is monitoring you from a whole person standpoint. And so you're going to go through these check-ins, and then those check-ins, based on your responses, it may allow you kind of graduate, if you will, right, from the loop in 16 days without needing any other interventions, and that's wonderful. But if it doesn't, if something spikes, it'll allow us to, in real time, make sure your physicians are in touch with you and guiding you through what the next step should be in your care.
So they're asking you questions like, has your temperature gone up? And if you say yes, that red flags, and the doctor will contact you.
That's exactly right. And it also allows you to put in qualitative information. So I may have a weird rash, you know, breaking out on my arm. And I'm wondering that, is this related to my COVID, right? So that same loop may allow me to say, any other questions you might have? And then, like, yeah, look at this picture of this rash on my arm. I don't know what's kind of going on.
Wow.
Right. And so it allows you really to kind of navigate your care, be in touch with physicians without being, you know, kind of in an ER, you know,
right
down at a doctor's office.
I mean, what a great idea. Now, people are thinking, how do I get this? Well, you can't until you go to a hospital. You are working with hospitals. That's how people get involved with the Get Well Loop.
You know, today that is true, right? And so our provider organizations are prescribing and enrolling their patients in loops at a very rapid pace. We have tens of thousands of patients on our COVID loops right now as we speak. At the same time, we're about to roll out a self-enrollment app. We're starting to do some work at the state level in a couple states and at the county levels where there's outbreak to really kind of think about this from a population standpoint. How might we put, you know, 200,000 people or 1 million people on a self-monitoring loop and really understand,
right,
you know, how this thing is progressing, you know? So that's kind of in the works.
Man, it's a no-brainer. I mean, this is the future. What a great idea. And by the way, we had you on when you came to town a few years ago. You're a cancer survivor,
yes.
So you're in the high-risk category. You need to be careful.
Yeah, I'll tell you, my wife has got me on lockdown. It's been for several weeks. Yes.
Right.
So I am in the high-risk category. We're paying very safe attention. But, you know, it's funny. I would tell you, Pete, you know, it's not just folks with COVID-19 positive tests. It is also folks that are on, for example, an oral chemo regimen, you know, who are now afraid to come in,
gosh,
to their appointments, whatever the case may be.
That's the first thought I had. What about cancer patients?
Yeah. And so these are the kinds of populations that things like, you know, Get Well Loop and interactive plans like this can really help. You need to find a way to help people adhere to their very complex plans of care, but do it in a way that is simple, that is easy, that is interactive, that
right.
has empathy. You know, all the things that we need in kind of a high anxiety kind of moment in healthcare as consumers.
Yeah.
You have a real chance to have an impact on these kind of things.
Well, I think about my 85-year-old mother, who is completely healthy, by the way. But if she went to the hospital and she had this app and people were asking her questions, simple questions every day, like, how is your temperature, or do you have a rash, or things like that? That's easy for them.
No doubt. And that's another thing. You know, it's interesting. We're actually doing a lot of work at Get Well Network with what we call kind of, you know, care circles. So with your 85-year-old mother, for example, both you and she, right, should be on a get well loop so that you can actually be a support system for her kind of along the way as well. Because we know kind of in our world, there simply aren't enough of our incredibly talented physicians and nurses and clinicians to have the level of touch that we as patients need. Mm-hmm. And so we have to find a way to empower, you know, our family caregivers as well to be a part of the equation, you know. And so These are the kind of things that we're working on. We think they have tremendous promise.
When we had you on a few years ago, we talked about how you're a cancer survivor, that you started your own business because you wanted to make the healthcare industry better. I think you nailed it with this one.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate it. I feel like, listen, we're 20 years in, but I still feel like we're on probably chapter 3 of like a 60-chapter novel. You know?
You're that guy. You're never satisfied. You probably woke up at 4 this morning and started running outside.
I wouldn't want to horrify you with my new morning routine. In fact, my 16-year-old's got me doing early morning yoga, and I have a question for some of your listeners. You know, this is my first time with yoga, and if bleeding and crying throughout your early yoga routine is normal, then I'm nailing it. If not, I'm struggling early on.
You may want to rethink that. I have the flexibility of a 72-year-old man, so you're asking the wrong guy.
if I could, I'm a Notre Dame guy, so your hometown is near and dear to our heart, and we have a very dear friend who's a surgeon down at Northwestern, and I had a chance to speak to Dr. Jim Flaherty last night, and I would tell you, you know, just once again, just listening to our frontline and even our backline healthcare workers, when you talk to them and you listen to the level of commitment, the level of knowledge, the level of courage that they have these days treating us and our families, I got to tell you, man, we are overwhelmed, we are humbled, and we are so grateful.
I agree with you 100%. I do. CEO of Get Well Network, Michael O'Neill. Happy Easter. Thank you for coming on today. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for all you do. I hope to see you very soon.
I do, too. Take care.
Talk soon. Bye-bye.